Hey, Sammer.
Hey, Jen.
What are you listening to this week? Welcome to season four of What Are You Listening To? The weekly podcast created to foster community through music by sharing the stories behind the songs that soundtrack our lives. Some of the songs are old, some new, all good. I'm Jen Tully, and this week I'm joined by Sammer Abousaoui. Sammer is the co-host of the Super Awesome Mix podcast, creator and host of the Super Awesome You podcast, and co-creator of the Super Awesome Mix podcasting network. This week, Sammer and I are going to chat about four songs we literally are listening to this week. Two are his picks and two are mine. This week, we are both going to discuss the songs that we chose because we currently have them on repeat. Which songs do you think we're going to discuss? Tune into our conversation to find out. And in case our song picks are new to you, we'll publish a playlist with the episode so you don't miss a beat. With that, let's get started. Sammer, what are you listening to this week?
All right. As we discussed pre-show, this is a great like four songs all together, and we didn't even plan it that way.
No.
Which is awesome, but I'll kick us off with the first track, and it's a new track from the Black Keys, of course. This is what I described as clickbait on a recent episode of Super Awesome Mix. Anytime one of these bands of mine will release a new song, I'm going to listen to it. And so this is Nowhere by the Black Keys, which is the opening track off their new upcoming album. And honestly, I absolutely love this song. I mean, it sounds like a great Black Keys album is coming, number one. Like, the other singles off of it so far have been great. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it. This one in particular, I was interested to learn. And once I learned it, I was like, oh, of course. Was helped by Beck to be produced.
Yes.
So you can definitely hear his influence on this track. Someone in the comments on, I think it was Stereo Gum, basically was like, this is a Beck track with like a Black Keys filter. And I was like, yeah, I could see that. It definitely sounds like that. But I also love the sentiment of this song. I think it's one that can often feel relatable, more so maybe recently than ever, which is basically like, anywhere is better than here. Like, he just keeps singing that over and over. And I sometimes feel that so hard. Really in the context of even the whole planet, I'm like, is there another planet I could try? Because I think this one's no good right now. I need a reset, please. So I definitely can relate sometimes in my darker moments of that feeling of like, this is nowhere and anywhere is better than here. But I'm really excited for this new album by them.
I am too. And I feel like, you know, no matter what, which of our shows you're on the Super Awesome Mix Networks, we are definitely like hitting you hard. And you can tell that all of us are excited about this Ohio Players album that's coming. That the name of the album is Ohio Players, not the old funk band Ohio Players. but that's what they're calling this album, this new Black Keys album. Because I think we've featured, well, I don't know that I Forgot to Be Your Lover. I don't know that we've had that on any playlist, but they've released, like you said, two singles, Beautiful People Stay High, which was on my birthday playlist last week. I think Matt or one of you guys put it on maybe a New Music Mix. They dropped I Forgot to Be Your Lover, another single, which is so good. It's like a bluesy love song that kind of reminds me of like a cross between like Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman and like a Joe Cocker song, right? It's got like, it's very classic Black Keys. And then this is, like you said, the third single that they've released, which will be the opening track on this new album that's supposed to drop April 5th, I think is the date that the new album drops. So excited for this. I love the Black Keys. I think you love the Black Keys. I think Matt loves the Black Keys. I think we're all Black Keys fans. So we are definitely promoting strong for this new album. So we're just waiting for, Patrick and Dan to swing by the show and say thanks.
Anytime,
for all this
yeah.
free promotion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and I totally agree with you that like this song, like lyrically is so, it summarizes how so many of us are feeling. And I think it's not even like, you know, we were saying like post-pandemic, this is how everybody's feeling. Well, I've escalated. I'm like post-pandemic and an election year.
Right.
Like, all of that mess is already started too. So I'm like, I think a ton of people are feeling like packing it in and just like taking off. Like, bye, wherever we have to go.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I'll come back when everything's fixed. That's sort of like my sentiment, right?
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like I think of the song Wake Me Up When September Ends. And yes. I don't even think that's too soon. Wake me up right. when I don't even know when.
You
know?
Right. Just when it feels better, when it doesn't right. feel so crazy.
Exactly.
Oh, well, and I do love that you referenced that this, well, the very first note that I made before I read anything about this track was, this song sounds like a Beck song. That's literally That's awesome. The note I'm reading. And I'm like, oh yeah. And then like you, I kind of dug a little bit. I'm like, oh, that will now it makes sense. He co-wrote it with them.
Yep. Yeah. No, so, it's an interesting collaboration. I'm curious how that came to be, but his influence is very strong on this song, but it works. I think it works great.
I totally agree. And I think, yes, those lyrics that like, you know, he's spitting out so quickly feels very Beck, the rhyming yes. cadence, like all of that. So definitely, I love it sounds like a Beck song that went through a Black Keys filter, which yes, true. And I'm here for it. I love it.
Same.
Well, tell me about your second pick. This is a song that, oh, I love this song. I can't wait to get in about this one. So tell me about this song.
Yes. I'm sure that most listeners are familiar with Florence and the Machine, of course. And this is her wonderful track, Shake It Out. So I picked this one because I just ran the New York City Half Marathon this past Sunday.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. It was amazing. I had a goal of, I'm going to do a little bit of running talk. I'm so sorry. Matt is used to this all the time, but I had a goal of running under 2 hours for the half marathon, 13.1 miles. And I actually made it at 1:59:22.
Bravo! And so,
thank you. I'm so proud of myself. I'm still so excited that I did it because it obviously required a lot of training and a lot of work and a lot of focus and a lot of great music. And so yes. the reason this song is on, you know, what am I listening to this week is because I had a remix of this song because I basically like put together all my mixes on SoundCloud, which have some great, you know, electronic mixes of pop songs. Mm-hmm. So I had a remix of Shake It Out as my final finishing song. And so I got the joy of crossing the finish line, listening to Florence and the Machine, you know, again, like a heavily remixed version, but obviously it's all her vocals and the core of the song is still there, the foundation of the song. And it just felt so good. I mean, this song has always had such a great amp up like energy to it. And, you know, lyrically, like it just kind of fit in my head of like, just shake it out, like shake out the negative self-talk. Like my body and my mind was begging me to stop. Like I'm so tired, but you know, you see the finish and you're like, I'm so close. I'm just going to shake off the negative talk and just cross the line and, you know, see if I hit my goal or not. So, absolutely loved it. And like, even just thinking about that moment gives me chills. And I think like, I can't think of a better song to cross the finish line with than a Florence song, in particular this one.
So yes, like hearing that story makes me love this song even more. Because it, you know, I called out one of the lyrics that I love in this that I repeat often in my head, and it's not original to Florence Welch, but the sentiment and the way that she sings it and delivers it. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I think of that so much. And I think that's perfect when you're running, right? When you're at the end of that finish line and you're like, I can't take one more step. It really right. is. It's like darkest before you cross over and you did it. Like that sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, no, I love that line. The line that also stood out to me and I realize now is also very applicable to running is I'm ready to suffer and I'm ready to hope. And I think that is so great for, you know, obviously for running, like those two things happen a lot. Like you do feel like you're suffering, but you feel like you're hanging on to hope, like you can do it, like you're going to finish, like you believe in yourself to do it. And you can apply it to a project, to anything, to like anything you're doing in life. Like you're kind of like, often the things we care most about will require some kind of suffering, some kind of commitment, but you hang on to that hope. And I think that that's like the beauty of being human is like we can kind of hold on to these two things in our mind at the same time. This kind of sense of commitment and suffering and sacrifice, but also a sense of hope for, you know, for a reason of why you're doing all of that. So that line and the way she sings it is just perfect to me. And yeah, we could probably do 40 minutes on the song alone. So she's so great.
Seriously, we could go line by line. And I will say this is hilarious to me. Maybe this says maybe this tells listeners everything they need to know about you and I, Sammer. The other lyric that I wrote besides "It's Darkest Before the Dawn" is the lyric that literally comes right before the one you wrote.
Oh, that's amazing.
"Here's to drinks in the dark at the end of my rope." And then she says,
"Right, I'm ready to suffer and I'm ready to hope." I love that so much.
So there you go. That's us. I'm ready to like drinks in the dark at the end of my rope. And Sammer's like keeping it positive and like pushing through.
It's a good pairing, which, you know, makes sense for the mix that we put together today.
It does. It really does. And, you know, I've always, because it's so funny, like when I think of her music, and her music always moves me. I love Lawrence Welch's voice. I love her intention. I love her live shows. I love her delivery, everything about it. And I consider her music like dance therapy, right? Yes. If I ever need to just like go crazy in my house, like release some shit, I can count on any one of these albums, you know, whether it's Ceremonials or How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, Dance Fever, the new album is fantastic, or the newest. You can always count on Florence and the Machine to like deliver a move. And like I said, if there's a time that you're feeling frustrated or stuck, or like you really just need to get out of a funk, I say blast this one and just dance around like a crazy person and you will feel better.
Dance therapy is a great, great term. I love that. Right. I have to use that.
It is. That's what her albums are for me.
Yeah.
Well, as we transition on down the playlist, we get into my first pick. And this is a song that it came out a few years ago. It came out at the end of 2020. And I remember hearing it because I'm a fan of this band. And it kind of just like reappeared in my life. It was playing on, you know, a playlist. Often I'll let a playlist that I like transition to Spotify Radio just to see what they serve up. And that's how I believe this one came about. I was probably listening to Tame Impala or Gorillaz or something and got reserved this song. And have just been obsessed with this song and this album ever since I reheard it. So this is a song called Devil's Advocate by The Neighborhood. And this is from their Chip Chrome and the Monotones album from 2020. So really, I could not love this song anymore. I mean, every time I hear it and I think like, oh, I really should skip it. I've been listening to this song so much. I like physically cannot hit the skip button on this one. I love it. I think that it's like it opens up and it kind of feels like a Doors song, you know, like it's kind of groovy from beat one. The lyrics are on point. It's just a full vibe. And I'm so sad, so, so sad that this band broke up. I mean, I'm not sad that they had to fire their drummer because he sexually assaulted, I believe it was one of the girls in the Marias while they were on tour. Thank you for being responsible boys and not handling that kind of behavior. And I'm sad that this band is gone. And, you know, there's been rumors that maybe sort of this Chip Chrome and the Monotones will kind of be the new incarnation of The Neighborhood. But I just like this album was so good for it to be. I think this is maybe their fourth studio album and it's so strong. I think it's so, so good that it like this can't be the way they end. This can't be all that we get left with. So tell me about this song. Was this a song that you knew? Is this a band that you like? Tell me what your thoughts are on this one, Sammer.
Yeah, I did not know the song. I had heard of the band, but I don't think I'd ever really listened to a lot of them. I'm sure I've heard their songs before, but I've never like sat down to listen to them. So this was cool to be introduced to someone new. And I absolutely really I loved the song. I enjoyed it so much. The lyrics, there was one that honestly just made me laugh where he sings, "So if I seem shy, it's because you seem so shysty."
Same one. It's the same exact lyric, Sammer. Same exact lyric. Isn't that so great?
It's a great line.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was great. Yeah, I love the lyrics. I really like the sound of it. You know, I was reading that they mentioned in an interview that this is kind of like a song about the voice in your head kind of like telling you that something awful is going to happen and you just have to like drown it out with your own kind of positivity and stuff, which, you know, like really speaks to me because that's kind of my whole thing. And so I really enjoyed it from that perspective as well.
Yeah, I love, like, of course, like, hands down, best line in the song is, "So if I seem shy, it's because you seem so shysty." But then I love that, you know, the chorus part too, where he says, "If a god is a dog and a man is a fraud, then I'm a lost cause." I'm right. Like, yep, that sounds like, again, that totally sums up kind of that negative self-talk that we all put ourselves through. And I think, like, that it says everything perfectly, but then when you listen to it and think, oh, well, that's kind of like a dark, bleak outlook, it's easier to get rid of it, right? Like, yeah. So I love that they kind of win by just speaking the truth. It's like, you know, what they say, sunlight is the best disinfectant, right? So by just saying those words, you almost make them lose their power quite a bit. So I love that they were just so blunt and hit the nail on the head with that one. I think then to have the song be as good musically as it is lyrically, I just get lost in it. I've listened to it 100 times and I will probably listen to it 100 more.
I love that. No, it's a good one. It's a real good one.
It's a good one. So yeah, if the only song that you know of the neighborhood is, you know, the sweater song, that was kind of their big hit. Like, right. Definitely go back and like check out this album, check out the rest of it. So like, yes, I think you might find yourself as a neighborhood fan if you haven't dug deep past the sweater song. All right. Well, then we're going to round out the playlist with another song that I am currently obsessed with for so many reasons. It's just so unique and so cool. It's a song called Eggs in One Basket by Telenovela. So this song came out end of last year, and you're going to hear me like referencing all kinds of artists in this. And I think it's the only way I can explain this band, because they sound like so many different things to me. You know, I get a little like Imogene Heap. I get a little Ingrid Michaelson. I get a little Regina Spektor. It kind of reminds me when it starts out of like an updated version of the song Let Go by Frou Frou that Imogene Heap was, I think she was sort of lead singer of the band. And that song got popular from the Garden State soundtrack, mm-hmm. Which is another favorite of the network. But that's kind of what I first thought of when I first heard the song. But then it's also like part nursery rhyme, part 60s psychedelic, part country. Like, it really just takes you into really interesting, cool places. And it's truly a meditation. If you listen to the words, it really tells you almost everything you need to know about life, right? It's like, everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten, or, you know, the wear sunscreen. I'm like, I put this up there with that in terms of like lyrical importance, in terms of the message that they're delivering. And I guess the story goes that Natalie Ribbons, who's the lead singer, was taking a bath and listening to a guided meditation. And when she got out of the bath, she kind of had the idea for this album. And I think when you hear that, this song and the album as a whole actually make a ton of sense. You really start to get like, oh, I see what's happening here. And then the line that really stands out to me, there are so many, like I said, this is this whole lyrically, I think this could be like printed and hung as artwork in a house. Like, it says everything you need to know. But I love the line where it says, "Because they are afraid, they will say things to scare you." And that's so true, right? Yeah. It's so true. Like, people are going to always be like, oh, why would you ever want to do that? Why would you try that? So bold. And you just have to remember that's coming from another person's place of fear, not from you. And I forget that all the time. And I let that influence me, you know? So I do, that line just, it's one of those that rings differently in my ears. I hear it. So tell me about your experience with this song. Did you know it? Did you like it?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I wrote that in all caps, actually, is my first note here. I loved this song. Yeah. And I did not know it. So this was also, again, doubly special to be introduced to a completely new song. I had the same experience as you, was listening to it for the first time. I was like, it sounds like, for me, it sounded like something out of like the 60s or 70s. Like, but I couldn't place it. And I love that. I love when a song can't just be bucketed immediately. Like, oh, this is alt rock. This is hard rock. This is, you know, pop, like whatever it is. I love when it kind of just like is its own thing and kind of owns that space of being whatever you want to hear it to be. Right. So I think, you know, kudos to them for really kind of finding that cool space for this to play in. And then, yeah, I mean, the lyrics are like mind blowing. It makes so much sense now that you said that, that like this came after, you know, as an inspiration from a guided meditation, because this is a lot of the same stuff that I, again, tell myself all the time. Like, I'm a big believer that the universe like has our back and isn't yep. out to get us. And I think oftentimes we always think like, oh, you know, everything's going so well, so of course something bad is going to happen. And I really don't like to think that way. I'd like to think that everything is going well and it can continue to go well and you hope for it to keep going well. Like, why hope for something negative to happen? That sounds like not a great way to live your life. So I think the lyrics here are great and it is absolutely like a meditation on its own, all of them, but put to like a really cool sound. So honestly, what could you not love about this song? It's great.
Yeah. And her, like her vocal cadence is so cool. You know, the way she chooses to sort of go into this really high range on certain notes. And it just makes, again, it makes those lyrics so much more impactful to me.
Yeah.
And yes, like the asking for the universe for what you need, like it is, it's very simple, but it's so real and so powerful. And I find myself just repeating these lyrics or certain parts of the song in my head all the time. So this is one that I'm happy gets stuck in my ear or gets like hit on repeat all the time because I feel like it is so positive. And every time I'm listening, I smile, I hear something different, I take something different away from the song. So love this one. And also too, the whole album is really good. It's called Poet's Tooth. They're a band based out of Lockhart, Texas. They were just here at South By. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see them live. I was super bummed. But they're also too, you know, I've made so many references in the beginning, but then some tracks feel kind of like a modern, like Mazzy Star vibes I mm-hmm. get, you know, Young and Free, which is the opening track on the album, is kind of like Lana Del Rey-ish with some Patsy Cline thrown in, you know, when you get to Vampire Cowgirl. Like there are so many comparisons because they really don't sound like any one other person. So I do. I'm the same as you. Like I love whenever you cannot place like decade that a band is from or, yeah. you know, genre to place them in. And this is definitely a band for that. I think that no matter if you're like, I don't like country music. Well, they're not a country band. I don't like 60s psychedelic, but that's not what they do either. Like there's so much here. It's so rich that I think you just, yeah, have to give them a listen, everybody. Definitely check out Telenovela. I think that they really are. I feel like they're one of those bands that's poised to just like really go big because mm-hmm. they're so unique and they sound so different. Again, kind of the way that Frou Frou song blew up after being on the Garden State soundtrack. I'm like, these guys just need like one solid pop culture hit and they're like taking off.
Well, I mean, they're on our network now, Jen. So
right.
obviously.
That's our big boost. We'll let the Black Keys know when they're here recording with us. You
exactly.
know, we'll see if we can make an intro. Love that. Oh, Sammer, thank you so much for joining me this week. It's always fun to have you on the show. And it's been a while. It's been a minute since you've joined me here on What Are You Listening To? And I always have great conversations with you. And I know, like, as soon as both of these songs popped on my radar, I think I shared with you off air. I was like, sometimes something will hit and I'm like, oh, I really want to talk to Matt about that. Well, when these two songs came up, I'm like, yep, these are Sammer songs. I got to get Sammer nailed down.
No, I love being here. Thank you so much for having me again.
Of course. And listeners, to stay in touch with Sammer, you can follow him or you can follow all of us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. And as always, be sure to follow, download, and share this show and all of the shows on the network. And if you love listening, please drop a review on Apple or Spotify for us. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week to find your new favorite song.